این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well and welcome back to another crucial episode on the Spring of Truth on IRIB English Radio. We live in an age of information, or so we are told. With a click, we can access news from anywhere in the world. With a swipe, we can see images of events happening in real time. We have never been more connected, and yet we have never been more vulnerable to deception, because information is not the same as truth. And the more we are surrounded by information, the easier it is for the truth to be hidden and manipulated. Today, we reflect on the words of Imam Khomeini, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status in paradise, who understood the power of propaganda long before the age of social media. He says, "The trumpets of propaganda are sounding off everywhere, and local agents are spreading millions, sowing seeds of discord and disunity for distortion of facts. What is important is to challenge these divisive and destructive propaganda." Give me all ears, dear listeners, and see how they describe our present reality perfectly. The trumpets of propaganda are louder than ever. They blast from televisions, from websites, from Twitter accounts, from Telegram channels, etc. And they are not random. The local agents are indeed spending millions sowing seeds of discord and disunity. Their goal is to distort the facts, to make us fight each other, to make us forget who the real enemy is. And Imam Khomeini gives us orders. Our duty is to challenge this propaganda, to expose it, to resist it, to not be fooled by it. Until you ponder what has been said, we will take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala
Welcome back. You are listening to the Spring of Truth on IRIB English Radio. We are reflecting on the urgent warning of Imam Khomeini about the trumpets of propaganda and the sowing of discord and the duty to challenge these destructive forces. Of course, Quran is filled with stories of how enemies of truth have always used propaganda to distort reality and divide believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O you who believe, if there comes to you a disobedient one with information, investigate, lest you harm a people out of ignorance and become over what you have done regretful." This verse is a complete manual for media literacy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, when you receive information, especially from a sinful or unreliable source, do not rush to believe it. Do not rush to share it. Investigate. Verify. Because if you act on false information, you may harm innocent people and you will live in regret. This is exactly what Imam Khomeini meant by challenging propaganda. The first step of challenge is verification. The second step is refusal to spread. And the third step is exposure of lies. Dear listeners, we are all in a battle. It is a battle of narratives. The enemy wants to control how we see the world, how we see each other, and how we see ourselves. But we have the weapon of truth. We have the guidance of the Holy Quran, and we have the example of Imam Khomeini, who stood firm against the propaganda of the entire world and emerged victorious. Let us all be vigilant. Let us be united. For as long as we are united, the trumpets of propaganda are just noise. Until another episode, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.